Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Blessed love, blessed greetings, Pato Bantan. Welcome to Bob Radio.
Greetings.
Yeah, man. How you feeling? How's the vibes? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for calling. Good to be talking to you today. I'm feeling great.
Awesome, awesome, Pato. You're Mr. Positive, man. We love having you here in San Diego. We love having you anywhere. I'm sure all the places you've been internationally, you're hit everywhere you go, man. It's a pleasure to have you here in San Diego. We got a big show for you coming up here at the Music Box with the Southtown Generals, man. You ready for another San Diego show?
Yes, the feedback has been phenomenal for this show, man. It's the first time I'm going to be playing at the Music Box. I've heard it's a great venue. Lots of fans said they're coming out. Yes, it should be a really great show.
It's going to be a great show. The Southtown Generals are doing awesome. So, Pato, let's talk about what's going on with Pato Bantan. I know in the past that you've toured the whole United States, all 50 states, like 3 or 4 times, correct?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, we just finished Africa and Asia. We just went to Japan, Taiwan, and Korea.
Mad.
And then we got back home a few weeks ago, but as soon as we got back, we hit the road again and went up to Northern California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Salt Lake City, Nevada, and we just got back home.
The Western Eight, man, that's a lovely tour. So,
yeah.
Man, you've been in the business. How many years you been in the business now, Pato?
About 32 years, something like that.
32 years, man. It's been quite a run, man. And the run is not anywhere near over, man. You just keep on going and going like the Energizer Bunny, man. Put some of these guys to shame, man. I see some of these guys, they want a tour, and they do like a 10-show tour, and that's it. You do 20, 30 back-to-back. It's amazing how much work you do, and especially all over the world, man. So, Pato, tell us about your upcoming projects. What's going on with your recording career?
Well, I'm working on a new album right now. Actually, the album's almost finished. I've got one track left to do on my new album. I'm working on 3 different albums, but the first one I'm completing should be done this year. I've also just been invited to do a show for Desmond Tutu to help with his legacy project for Unity, Global Unity. So I did a big interview for that yesterday at my home. They transferring my living room into like a TV studio. That's a show that's coming up in Los Angeles soon, and it's going to be televised worldwide. And it's
wow.
A part of a series of shows globally with a lot of artists who are going to be performing all over the world for Desmond Tutu.
That's beautiful,
celebrating
man.
Celebrating his 85th birthday. So that's a big deal for me right now. I'm also working on, almost completed a new album where I'm narrating the words of Haile Selassie called The Words of Rastafari. I've just finished the artwork for that project, and it looks amazing.
Great.
I'm really, really pumped about that. I'm also working on my autobiography. I've got 2 fans who've been fans for like 20 years. They're both writers, and they approached me to do my autobiography. They've been high school friends, and they both ended up writing their own books, and now they want to write my life story. So that's also really exciting.
That is super exciting. Super, super exciting. So Pato, I know your history, but I'm going to tell the fans a little about the history. So our mutual friend, Roberto Angotti, was in Europe.
Yes.
And he went to some little club, and you were down there DJing on the mic, doing your thing, and he loved the vibes, and he brought you to the United States, and then Pato Bantan and the Revolution, and the Reggae Revolution was unleashed to the world. That was what, 1980?
Yep, 1982.
1982. And you were a champion rapper, right? You have all kinds of trophies in your trophy case of all the contests you won and stuff. Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. Pato Bantan and the Reggae Revolution turned, like, so many people onto reggae music, including me. Back in the day, it was Red Red Wine, UB40, Little Steel Pulse, Little Peter Tosh, Little Bob Marley. But really, the new wrinkle in the game was Pato Bantan and the Reggae Revolution. And I got to tell you, your album, Never Give In, was an anthem that I played over and over. It helped me get over so many things. I do not sniff the coke, I only smoke Santamina. What an amazing anthem that was back in the 80s when the place was covered in snow. So you were really setting the trend, standing up for a lot of people, doing a bunch of great, great work.
Thank you, bro.
So you started out on Sound System, and then you built the Reggae Revolution. What happened right there?
Yeah, I started out in the Sound System. My stepdad was a DJ, so I started out in the Sound System when I was about 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
And then when I got into my teens, I, you know, it was all about clashes and competition. So, you know, I was the number one MC in my city for 7 years. No one ever took my title from me.
That's crazy.
After I basically won the seventh year in a row, I said to everybody, you know something, I'm done with clashing now. I'm going to go and get a record deal and become a professional artist. And I went to London. I signed up with Greensleeves Records, Fashion Records, The Mad Professor. After those record deals, I went into the studio and recorded my own album with my band, The Reggae Revolution, called Never Give In.
Right.
And then once the band was set up, we just ended up touring the world nonstop for 15 years straight.
I remember. I was here. Street scene so many times with the Reggae Revolution. So fun. So fun. So fun. Now, we've been in this thing for a little while. You know that I bought your turntables from Roberto way back in the day.
Wow.
Yes. So Roberto came to me and he's like, hey, you know, Carlos Pato's selling his DJ setup. Do you want to buy it? I'm like, yes, I'll buy it. So I drove my little Mazda up to L.A., found Roberto. I bought your coffin and your mixer for $750 like 20 years ago, and I still have those turntables.
Wow.
So we've been in this for a while, Pato. It's amazing what reggae has grown and evolved, and how the genre has, like, split up and covered every nook and cranny of the world. It's amazing to see so much growth in reggae music. So you were just talking about being in Korea. What's the reggae scene in Korea like?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Amazing. Especially Japan.
Oh, I know. Japan's been having it going on, for sure.
But, there is a reggae scene in Korea. It's not huge yet, but it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bigger ska scene right now.
Wow.
In Korea. There's some great ska bands. I just recorded a song with a Korean reggae artist named Josh Roy.
Wicked!
So, yeah, we're planning to go back. We didn't really even go over there for music. You know, me and Antoinette flew to Korea and to Asia really on a spiritual mission.
Okay.
But once they found out that we was coming over, we ended up doing 7 shows in Asia, you know?
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, man. It's just the power of music is just so great that just people just need to have it. They just want it so bad. Especially the good message and the good clean reggae music that's what the people want. The good roots and culture. Well, we're looking forward to having you here in San Diego Friday. You come here to Southern California all the time, Mexico. You're a staple in the business. It's always a pleasure to have you here in San Diego. Anything special that you plan on happening on this Friday?
Well, there's always something special happening at the show. None of our shows are the same. There's always a different vibe. So we have Russ Ire,
okay,
who was the bass player for Easy Star All Stars.
Okay.
He's now our bass player.
Nice.
And he has brought so much new vibe and new energy to the band. It's just amazing. We have such an awesome unit right now. I'm really, really happy with the show. I'm happy with the energy. So, you know, people come out, enjoy the show. You're not going to be disappointed. I can guarantee that. And there's going to be some new energy going on for sure.
For sure. I just saw a picture. You have a full horn section now, right?
Yeah.
Wow, because you used to just have the sax guy and maybe one other guy, but now you have the full horn section, the three-piece horn section. I'm looking forward to the show. San Diego loves you, Pato Bantan. never give in, never give up, always take that reggae message all over the world. We're yes. looking forward to having you.
And I just want to say, you know, thank you, Carlos, man, you know, you, for your consistency, you know. You've just really been in there all these years and always been supportive and always been a good guy.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of people in the music that, you know, say one love, but they're not living one love. So, you know, I just got to give props to the people who are genuine, and you are definitely one of the genuine people, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. That's what I tell my friends who are artists, man. I say, look, be nice. Be really cool. You keep on getting invited back. The people who are really cool and really nice keep on coming back. Yellow Man, super nice, always comes back year yeah. after year. Pato yeah. Bantan, super nice, comes back year after year. Don Carlos, super nice, comes back year after year. Luciano, yeah. super nice, comes back year after year.
Yeah.
The guys were a little bitter, a little sour sometimes. They come every 5 years, every 6 years, every seven yeah. years. They don't come all the time, so just be nice, right? What Yellow Man says, if you can't be nice, be careful. If you can't be yeah. careful, be nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pato Bantan, love you, man. Thank you so much for being here, all right?
All right, bro.
Xfinity XFi is more than just fast. It's internet that gives you ultimate control. With the XFi app, you can pause the Wi-Fi at the push of a button. Can your internet do that? Learn more at Xfinity.com/XFi.